that tonight we would understand that in greater detail. Help us, we ask. Open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we are looking at a particular subject. We are blessed with faithful Abraham. And we know that there are two ways people can go. They can go the way of the Spirit or the way of the flesh. And the way of the flesh is trusting in the arm of the flesh, trusting in their own abilities, their own physical things. But the way of the Spirit is trusting in the Lord, trusting in His ways, and so on. If you have a look at John 8, you see a great difference that Jesus met up with two different types of people. John 8. Now, the Bible calls us the children of Abraham. That doesn't mean that we're physically descended from Abraham, but we have a spiritual descendancy from Abraham. And that's a descendancy that is linked by faith. And so we've come into what is known as spiritual Israel. Okay, there's natural Israel, where they've got physical roots into back to Abraham and so on. And there's spiritual Israel, which has we come into the church, into the body of Christ, through faith in Christ. Now, we're looking at John 8, and I want to look at a few verses here. If you look at John 8, verse 36, and we'll work down from verse 36. It says, "If the Son, therefore," the Son of God talking about Jesus, "if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Now, when Jesus comes into your life, there is a great provision of freedom and deliverance. Freedom from the shackles of sin, freedom from sickness, freedom from all types of things of the curse. So if Jesus comes in, and if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And you see here, verse 37, "I know that ye are Abraham's seed," and he's talking to those that are of physical descendancy, "but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication, we have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceedeth forth and come from God. Neither came I myself of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." So we see here were people who were descended physically from Abraham, but spiritually they did not have Abraham as their father. They did not have God as their father. They had, verse 44, "ye are of your father, the devil." And there's no blessing attached to that. And you notice that Jesus made a very clear statement. And he said in verse 39, "While they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father," talking about their physical descendancy, "Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham." And this is very important. If people are the children of Abraham, there'll be a demonstration of the works of Abraham. What was the works of Abraham? What did he do? Well, the Bible is very clear that he believed God and he trusted in God. These were his principal works that he did. And that is that he believed, he heard God, he listened to God, he believed God, and he acted on what God said for him to do. And so if we're to be people that demonstrate that we're the children of Abraham, and it's a spiritual descendancy with us, and that God is our father, and Abraham by faith is our spiritual descendancy, then we must be people that are faithful. That is, that we obey God. Not as we see in these people, they were seeking to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. They were seeking to do things that were the opposite of the will of God. So the will of God must be very important in our life if we're to demonstrate that we are the children of Abraham. Look at Galatians 3, 7 to 14. And so keep that in mind what I've just gone through as you look at Galatians 3, which we've looked at quite a number of times in the past. Galatians 3, verses 7 to 14. Notice what it says right off from the beginning. Verse 7 says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." So we've come into spiritual Israel. And that's why we are now called the children of Abraham. We've had a circumcision of the heart. There's been a change of the heart in us. And so, as it says there in verse 7, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed." Verse 9. "So then they which are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Okay, so if we're of faith, verse 7 says, we are the children of Abraham. So we have spiritual descendancy. We're in spiritual Israel. Praise the Lord. And then it says, verse 9, "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." So there's blessing that has come to us, not through the works we've done, but through believing the gospel and coming into Christ and thereby coming into spiritual Israel. And that's by faith. By grace you're saved through faith. And so it's very important for us to understand that we have come into blessing. But what are we to do when we're in Christ? Do we just do our own thing? Or do we continue on in what the Lord wants us to do? Well, he says to walk by faith. And so if we're to be people that are blessed with faithful Abraham, we must be people that are going to be faithful. In other words, we'll walk by faith and we'll be obedient to the Lord. Now, obedience is very important because the Bible talks about the Spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. But the Bible tells us that if we've come into Christ, we've been made servants of righteousness, servants of God. Verse 9 says, "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." So we should call ourselves blessed. Verse 10, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse." So if you're just trusting in your own works to get you through, and many people on the planet are doing exactly that, then you're outside of the blessing. Okay? I heard someone just last night say to me, "I've been a moral person and the Lord will let me in." And I had to explain that it's not of works, lest any man should boast. So we have to understand that we come in by faith and then we continue to walk by faith. And so the works we do in Christ are works of faith and believing God. So we're not children of disobedience. And what do children of disobedience do? They do their own thing, don't they? And there, as it says in verse 10, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So no person outside of Christ can walk perfectly in God. But see, in Christ we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. Praise the Lord. So that's the walk of faith. And if we do slip up, we quickly repent and get cleansing by the blood of Christ and cleansed from all unrighteousness, and then we go forward in God so that we're blessed with faithful Abraham. You don't run away from the Lord if you slip up, do you? You don't run away from the Lord at all. So as it says in verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law or by works under the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Everything we get, all that blessing, we get through faith. We're blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, a person that's faithful is a person that understands who their master is. And our master is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our master is God. And we are to, Jesus himself said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So there are commandments that we are to keep, such as love one another, and many other scriptures which have commandments in them. And if we love God, if we're faithful, then we're going to be blessed in that faithfulness, because we'll be blessed with faithful Abraham. Abraham was not a disobedient person. He was a man of faith. We'll look at that in a little bit more detail in a minute. So God can't bless disobedience. And if a person is disobedient, then they're not going forward in the walk of faith. They're not living properly by faith. Have a look at Proverbs 20, verse 6, first of all. Proverbs 20, verse 6. We'll just look at a couple of things about faithfulness, because we want to be like faithful Abraham. And faithful Abraham was faithful to the word of God, faithful to do what God wanted him to do, faithful to believe God when God spoke, and he persisted in that.